Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got a special guest in the building right now, bitch. Eastside Mar, man. What's happening?
What's going on? We here. Let's turn it up.
What's good, bro? Nah, niggas know the fact. Look at that. God.
No,
niggas know who you is, bro. If you in Milwaukee, bro, you tapped into Milwaukee Music City, bro. If a nigga say they ain't at least heard of you, bro, they capped out.
A little bit. For sure.
Definitely. No, what's the word, bro? Like, motherfuckers that don't know who Isai Mar is, for the motherfuckers that gonna play like they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, who is Isai Mar?
Shit, a nigga from the east side who start rapping. Just in this, that's all it is. If you know me, if you off the east, you know me. If you ain't off the east, you don't know me. So that'll make sense.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But shit, like, do you got ties to Chicago, though? I know you say you're from the east, though, but you got ties.
I was born in Chicago.
Okay.
I was born in Chicago. I moved down here, like, I was probably like 7, 8. Mm. Yeah, I started second grade up here, so I've been up here since second grade type shit. I can't give you the age. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how old I was, but like second, third grade type shit.
Hell yeah. But like, why your people moved to Milwaukee, though?
I don't know. I think my mom's getting away from my pops.
Okay.
That nigga got like 20 kids. People don't be believing this shit. You go look up Lamon Weathers right now. You're going to see at least another 20 of me. Your mother's going to be like, hell no.
Damn.
Brothers, sisters, nigga was on Maury.
Damn.
People don't be believing this shit, so I don't be like to show a lot of people this shit, but when I show people this proof, they be like, damn. But yeah, you had to get away from all them damn brothers, sisters, and she went to get away from that nigga.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's a lot of headache, bro, dealing with all them different baby mamas.
Shit.
That shit crazy.
Brothers and sisters and shit, that's too much. All these niggas lying and puts back and shit. I'm like, y'all sure this my kin? Like,
all different type of
niggas. Bro, all my brothers lying and fucked up. All yeah. They pushed back.
Tayshia ain't fucked up, is it?
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's why you with me.
Okay.
That's why you with me. Right. The fucked up lining brothers, they still in Chicago.
Oh, God. You crazy, dog. Hey, yeah, but shit, like, I know the east side, bro, like I'm from the north side, you know what I'm saying, but just being over there, like, the east side make you feel at home, bro. I ain't gonna lie, like, I just feel at home every time I'm on the east side, even when I'm just anywhere, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like I'm at the crib, like, home, bro. Like, what was the east side like for you, just, like, period?
To like put it to a perfect example, it's like everybody family. It ain't no, you got your little fights and all that shit, but everybody family. I ain't gonna lie, like if you went to Rose Park, you went to the Houghton Center and shit like that, everybody family. Like if you kickbacks, we used to throw parties and all that shit, so you just, you know, everybody know each other. It wasn't no bullshit. So I went to school on the east, all that shit was just, it's family. Ain't no other way I could put it. That's just perfect way to sum it up. It's family. Everywhere you go, every block, everybody know each other. Small. Yeah. Milwaukee small. So that's just small area. Niggas know each other. That's it.
Right. Yeah, because, like, you know, it's plenty, like, niggas that, you know what I'm saying, in the city that got buzzes and that took off from the east side. Like, did you know anybody, like, before they got, like, popping type shit on the, like, I'm just saying rappers.
Like, know of, like, really, like, no, like, chop it up conversation with, like, certified trapper, really the only nigga I used to. Back when he was Day Day though,
this is
Day Day off East, but like one real story I can remember that I know, bro, probably remember though. I know I probably brought this shit up with you before, but when the nigga kicked us off the porch, he came outside to me, said, "Y'all too loud on my motherfucking porch." Kicked us off the porch. Oh God! But that's really it. Yeah, I seen Chicken around a few times, but. This was Lil Chicken.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't know him, though. I ain't stopped to conversate because I was never trying to. I wasn't rapping none of that shit, so it wasn't no need to just, hey, bro, what's good? All this shit. But yeah, that's really. I ain't really. No, for real, though. I ain't really see too many, like, rappers and none of that shit on the East.
Right.
Niggas stayed away.
Yeah, dog. Because there's plenty of y'all. You, like, certified Big One Chicken, bro. Like, plenty, bro. It's plenty niggas off the east. Why you shake your head? No,
I was just, when you said Juan, it just fucked me up. Yeah, just had the little thought, like, rest in peace, Juan. That was fucked up too, bro. Yeah, it was a smooth ass nigga. And he was young too.
Definitely.
He was in a younger age, so yeah, bro was cool though. Fucked up shit. City terrible.
Yeah, the city fucked up right now. But shit, what is it? Is it something in the water on the east, bro? Like, it's something in the food on the east, bro? Like, where? Why all this talent coming from the east? Like, why you think that?
I don't know. We got food stamps. We was getting bottles of water from Walmart and picking savage. We got food stamps. I don't know about that water. Shit, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
We get stamps. We know how to hustle.
Yeah, y'all come from that.
Have a check and still getting a check. That's what it is.
Yeah, even Bankhead, RIP Bankhead too, man.
Rest in peace to Bankhead, for sure.
He definitely was off the east. Hell yeah, man. But shit, like, how you get into the music shit? Because, like, I know you ain't been rapping that long.
Nah, hell nah. My brother.
Tay?
Fetty Tay. They was rapping first. They had a little group back then and shit. Little ass group. It ain't do too much, but.
Yeah.
No, they was rapping and shit. We was doing shows for, like, the Houghton Center. We was going places and doing little shows and performing, but. Once I just got in the studio and tried that shit and just heard my shit and heard they shit, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to go.
Facts.
It's easy. No disrespect to you, but I just knew I could do that shit, too.
Yeah. Because, like, y'all got two completely different styles. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like the type of music like that he make and the type of music y'all make is different. But, you know what I'm saying? When y'all together, you could tell y'all a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. Really, the Running Rebels. Shout out to the Running Rebels, too, because they gave us a lot of places to perform and gave us a lot of opportunities to go on. We used to run a studio. This is a nigga named Marcelo. Cello, we used to run a studio, so we used to just go to the Running Rebels. We in the studio all day. Everybody hooping and shit. We got the keys to the studio. Damn. We in that bitch making music all day. So that's really how that shit came about, getting my chance to just get in there and just rap on beats and shit. But yeah, it was just, I had the platform, basically. Facts. I had a chance, so I took it.
Yeah, man, but fast forward a little bit, man, like, a lot of people might know you from, like I know Ray, you know what I'm saying, shot, like, damn near what?
Shout out Ray, man,
like, Ray shot probably, what, like, 8 videos?
Damn near shot every video besides, he shot all of them, damn near.
Yeah.
Every music video, Ray shot. I ain't getting no other video shot.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Hey, yeah, but, like, out of all the videos that he shot for you, like, what was the first one that, like, really took off for you? Like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? This one getting me out.
Bottom line. I don't know. Once it hit, like, 50, 60-some thousand views, I'm like, I got to run some ads on this motherfucker. Because people was loving that shit. The streams was crazy. Like, 5,000 streams first day.
Yeah.
So that shit was crazy. I'm like, yeah. It gave me a lot of encouragement, too, because especially with my blood brother, like, put him on the song, and that shit still did his number, so... Mm-hmm. It was the bottom line for sure.
Yeah, that's hard, dog. Hell yeah, because like you got plenty of. I don't know why I keep forgetting bro name. His fight style is incredible, bro. He locked up Free Bro
Avery.
Free Avery, bro. He had no disrespect to nobody, bro. He a knockout artist, bro. he a knockout artist, bro. Like,
hey, it's my cousin. He knocked out. So shit, either way it go. Hey, free Corey too, because Corey locked up.
No, that's the nigga Corey, bro. Not Avery. Hey. My bad. Free Avery too. But it's Corey, bro, the tall dude.
Corey knocked some shit out too.
Yeah, it's Corey, bro. That's Corey. The nigga that had the mask, the baby mask.
Corey OTW. I know. Yeah, Facebook Corey.
Free Corey, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Free Corey, bro. He got long arms. Them short shifty punches, bro. Like,
he got his ass beat before too. But he got dropped before too, but
okay.
Like the other 20 though, yeah.
Them
long arms, he hit you with one of them. Catch you with you going to sleep.
Hey, but dog, look, everybody, like I tell everybody, nigga, it's only one Floyd Mayweather, bro.
Nah, for
go
sure.
Undefeated. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, nigga, I don't give a nigga, if you fighting, you gonna get your ass whooped at least once, bro.
Yeah, you got to. You got to. Your mama whooped your ass. You gotta lose a fight. You lose a fight. When you born, shit, you taking that L for sure.
Like, how many times you lost, though, like, a fight, period, like, on the East?
It's about me?
Yeah. Don't lie either, bro, because I already got my information, bro. Like, I'm that's what I'm
if
looking
If somebody
at.
Told you I lost the fight, they lied to you, bro, because I done whooped a lot of ass. and I ain't even going to say no names, because one of them, y'all know very well. You know who you is.
What, rapper?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I think that's
I
the nigga
whooped
said
a lot of eyes.
He said, I ain't gonna say his name, but I heard, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, he capping. I still got videos.
Oh, yeah.
I whipped all that ass. It ain't too many niggas that I probably lost about, like, honestly, in my life, no more than 4 or 5 fights. And I done had about 15, 16. I wasn't really. Niggas went, we was too deep.
Yeah.
Not too many niggas wanted to fight me because they knew they was getting jumped.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah.
But that shit come with it, though, especially in the streets, bro. You got to know, like, either I'm going to catch this nigga when he by himself, or I got to be prepared for whatever.
You got to fight me and the 7, 8 other niggas that I'm with, and you got to whip all of us.
Right. It ain't going to be easy.
Nah. Hell no.
Yeah, dog. But, man, you see the city of Milwaukee, like, it's just going crazy right now with the music, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what inspired you to just still do this? Because you see it's super competitive right now. And, like, even though we getting our recognition and shit like that, but it's still super competitive right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, what inspired you to just want to be in this?
That can go a lot of ways. I don't know. With the city being so small and, like, everybody knowing each other, when you see somebody and then you see them actually do that shit, like, reach that level, that shit be different. It make you feel like, oh, I can do this shit.
Yeah.
On God. Especially Certified for one, because he been doing this shit for so long. Just beats, music, all this shit on his own. And then you just see that shit one day just blow. It's like, yeah, I can do that shit. I can do that shit. No bullshit. It's just some hard work. Shit, go get your money up. Shit, if you... And this for everybody, shit. Get you a hustle. If you got to work a job, work a job, bro. If you in these streets, I mean, that's the life you choose. But no, that come with death and jail. Know that.
For real.
But you can choose your path correctly. Go get you some money and find you something to do, bro. Right. Stay out the streets. Find you something to do.
Right.
That's my path with it. I found me something to do. I like music. That's what I'm going to do. So, yeah.
Bullshit.
No, I'm keeping that shit 100,
though. You got to, bro. You got to. Nah, but like, because... Like, from where we come from, bro, like, no bush, for real, that is the realest, bro, like, but coming from where we come from, you see niggas, the average nigga, I ain't saying everybody, but I'm just saying the average nigga don't think like that. They be like, man, fuck that weak ass job, like, nigga, I could sell this, nigga, I could do this, but like, what, like, changed your mind about that shit, period?
I guess... I ain't had no big brothers, no none of that shit. It was really all up to me. I got big brothers, your older brothers, and all that shit. But my middle brother, you know, Lamonte, he just did 2 years. He was locked up. My oldest brother, you know, he was working and all that shit. But he was already about the house. He with his chick, you know, they out. So I ain't really had nobody, bro. And the street shit, you know, I tried it. I done been in the streets. I done did my little dudes, but that shit, it don't work. It don't last long, bro.
Right.
If you really want some consistent money, the job is the best way you can go. It's the best way you can go. Really, a lot of people don't know how to build a resume. A lot of people want to talk how to go create a resume. Even if you got a lie on that motherfucker. No bullshit. If you got I worked at this warehouse 2 years and I did this. That's cool.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't know how to do that shit. Motherfuckers just know how to call this nigga and get this. And then now they got to go sell it on. You ain't even got the heads how you thought you had them now. You just sitting on that shit. Now you going broke, done lost money, so. Best thing you can do, get you a job, get you a hustle. A consistent hustle, though. A safe hustle.
Yeah.
Bag that shit.
For real.
That's it.
Yeah, because some people be... I think it's just the structure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas don't be liking, like, man, I got to wake up. I got to be there at 2 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Or I got to be there at 8 in the morning or whatever the fuck schedule it is.
That's
like,
the females, too. These females up here got niggas thinking they got to have everything. Like, chicks, and then they be broke. All they do,
broke.
They need their hair done, nails done every day. They finally get a crib. They can't pay their rent. They need you for, like, bro.
You're right.
Don't let no trick.
Even
trick,
to think.
Bro, for real, though. And they tricking niggas to think, and they got to be the richest nigga in the world. You got to sell the most weed. You got to, no, my nigga. Go stack your shit, bro. And you got to make her come to you.
For real.
Make her chase you, bro. And it's chicks out here that work and want money, but and got to open their legs all day. But that shit fucking niggas up, too. These females fucking niggas up. Niggas got to, we got to look better. We got to think better, move better. We fucking up.
Yeah. Yeah, but on some real shit, if you just doing what you doing, even if you working, you hustling, whatever the fuck you doing, like, no, if you sure. just focus on that, nigga, a bitch gonna come and fall in your lap, literally. Like, literally for gonna sure. fall in your lap.
They just come out of nowhere.
Out of
they
nowhere,
just get
bro.
The drop, and you just like, damn. Scoot back. Damn. I just got some head.
Yeah. I'm good. Wait till the day after tomorrow, bitch.
Like, y'all hey, I don't be on that. Look at that. I'm single.
Yeah, but that shit is fucked up, like, how broke bitches want a rich nigga to love. But, like,
no,
that just,
for sure, for
that
sure.
just, that's just what it is, though. Like, you just gotta, bitch, what you got? Like, bitch, what you got besides pussy? Like, bitch, like.
And they think that's good enough. They finna put nah. that shit on you, and you just finna, I leave, too. That's another thing any bitch know me. After you think you finna put that shit on me and beg, I'm gone. I'm yeah. right back out. I'm at home.
Looking for the next bitch.
Now fuck. you texting me like, where you at? I'm at home. Shit. I'm not thinking if we cool now. I came to my senses, so we cool.
Right.
But shit, that's it. We just cool.
Yeah.
You ain't in my pockets. Only motherfucker getting money out of me is my savings account. I'm not sending that to you.
For real. At all.
You tripping.
Hell yeah. Dog, like, I know you sent the, you know, Julio Fulio, you know what I'm saying? He got
yeah.
killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got killed at the Holiday Inn, you know what I'm saying? Like, his friend was just, like, what, a couple, like, last week or some shit like that. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's your thoughts about the whole situation? And, like, you knowing what you know, like, you being from Milwaukee, like, what do you think he could have did different that night?
He couldn't have did shit different. To put it the way I think, and I believe in God, outside all that street shit, he spoke that shit into existence. You listen to his music, his shit, he talking about something. He died on his birthday. You know, he said some shit like he got shot on his birthday, some shit, he was this and ace, so I ain't gonna lie, he spoke that shit into existence. Like, mm-hmm. you going to motherfuckers' grave sites and all that shit, you can't avoid God. Ain't shit you can do different to avoid God when it's your time. It's your time.
Fact.
So shit, it was just his time. I mean, he was talking too much shit.
He
thought he couldn't die. That's what it was. He thought he was untouchable. Ain't nobody untouchable. Nobody.
Nobody.
See how they did Duck? This nigga in the store shopping for us kids.
Downtown. Chicago.
And they caught you. Ain't no safety. Having heats, guns, all that shit don't even matter. When you living that life, it's going to be that day. You going to die or you going to jail. One of the two. Right. That's your life going to go. That's how your life going to go. You going to die or you going to jail.
That's it.
That's it. You ain't making it out this shit. You not gonna live and be 60 and you was in the streets your whole life. You not.
Nah. Yeah, that shit wild, man. Yeah, but yeah, RIP bro, man. But shit, like you said, if that's your life, this shit, you know what's gonna come with this shit. Like, that just
it just can't. His time was earlier than he thought. Mm-hmm. Earlier than he thought. But shit, Ace too. I mean, his time gonna come, no disrespect, but shit. God real. That nigga gonna slap down on everybody. Shit.
Yeah.
This shit is happening now. I don't know if people ain't noticed these last 2 years. It's been real. It ain't no more bullshit. This shit is getting real.
That shit crazy, man. Yeah, niggas just got to be safe out here, especially out here, man. That shit a war zone, bro. But it's summertime.
Yeah.
Niggas just got to be low out the way.
You getting dropped in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
This ain't Chicago dangerous, Detroit dangerous, all them. Milwaukee, you getting dropped.
Real.
Yeah. It might not even be your op. You might just be walking down the street and get dropped.
Popped on the real.
God, you just got on
some humbug.
Oh, God. And the kids, too. These niggas is 14, 15, 16. Y'all dropping out of... Y'all ain't even going to high school yet. How you got a gun before you started ninth grade? My nigga, where's y'all brothers? Daddies and shit.
I ain't gonna lie. These niggas be having guns at 12, 13.
Bro, they do, though. Yeah, like they 12, do. 13. My little brother locked up right now. 14, you know, the one I brought.
Yeah.
He locked up right now. 18 years. They done popped the nigga, robbing niggas and shit. I ain't gonna say too much.
Right.
Y'all gotta, hey, change y'all circles. Get some family. Go see some shit. Damn.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Shit crazy.
Hey, yeah, but shit, like, I know we talked about the Milwaukee rappers earlier, you know what I'm saying? But, like, the two of the biggest ones that I know you work with was Aeolie and Chicken. You know what I'm saying? Chicken P.
Nah.
Like, what was the biggest difference between working with Aeolie and working with Chicken?
You know what? I just told Aeolie this on his birthday. Nigga ain't even say nothing. Nigga ain't even say nothing. But I fucks with Aeolie because of the love he showed me, though. I ain't going to throw out no prices or none of that shit. But when I hit him up, You know, it was straight genuine though. Like, bro threw me the price, boom, genuine as a bitch. Then I'm finna do the video with him and all this shit. Like, hit him up through the video. Bro, he was ready to do it. Like,
yeah,
like let's go, shit, off nothing. Like, let's go. You already paid me for the feature. He did, you know, do the video off the love. You feel me? So that was just straight love and shit. I fuck with that. And I don't know. It went up with Chicken. You know the difference. The difference is they just took my shit down.
And what?
His label took my shit down. Sony and Warner took this shit down.
Wow.
On nowhere. YouTube, Spotify, Apple, none of that shit.
Yeah. But so, like, for the people that don't know, like, what happened with this shit, bro? Like, he you had a song, because the song, we had a song, what was the name of the song you have with you?
Lock It Up.
Lock It Up.
The song been out for, like, 2 years about now. I think we did it back, like, the end of, about a year and a half, because the end of 2022 type
shit. Yeah, that shit Beyond did. Beyond
did. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Beyond Entertainment did it and shit. Yeah. But it's only on my Instagram. That's the only place you can find it, on my Instagram. But Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, all that shit. Mm. Sony and Warner took it. So they own that shit. Then I paid him for the feature. I got the beat made from Richie Slims. Yeah. So
shout out Richie, man.
Shout out Richie Slims too, bro. But they took all that shit. So it's theirs now. Fuck it. It is what it is.
Damn. That's crazy, though. So, like, how can they do that? Like, especially if you pay Chicken. Like, you just, like, basically, you hit up Chicken yourself, right?
Or... Yeah, I hit him up myself for sure. Paid that nigga a month of rent. a whole month of rent, nigga. I need my shit back. The label's just... When I text him, though, I just hit him up. I text him about the shit. He said, "What song, love, bro?"
Yeah.
I ain't heard from him since then. But it's still all love, though. He hit me back the first time. But I want my bread.
Yeah.
Sony, Warner, right. Somebody.
Right.
Reverse that.
Yeah, that shit wild as bitch. That's crazy. Like, because I know when we be posting them, like, if we post a music video or something, it's a it can't be seen in all places because Warner Brothers, copywritten Warner Brothers and shit. Like, every little thing we post, like, it come with the flag and shit.
I mean, I don't know what to say about that shit. Yeah. I don't know, bro. I'm just the artist. I ain't got the lawyers, the labels, none of that shit. So I'm just working. So all I can do is basically what I'm told to do is take my loss.
Hell no.
They already said they gonna hold everything I make. So all my streams, anything I make, is theirs until I make back what I made from the song with Chicken.
Who said that? Sony and Warner Brothers?
I got it in the email from Sony Music.
Yeah.
That they gonna hold all streams that I make until I make back the music, the money that I made from the song with Chicken. So basically all the music that I drop now won't even matter. Because everything, they taking all my money. Whatever I make, they getting all the money. So it don't matter. It don't matter.
That shit sound...
They is finessing.
That's finessing.
And they knew the song had hella streams because that song alone with me and Chicken, though, at first it was probably like 40-some thousand streams before he just blew up. Once he blew up, that shit went to like 120 in like a month. That shit went to like 120 streams. I ain't even cash out the money yet. You know, TuneCore take its time to pay, but even when I had the chance to cash out, they retracted it. So now my TuneCore in the negative. Shit crazy.
What the hold on wait. So how the fuck they gonna say you got to make the money back from you making your shit in negative?
That's what I'm saying. They already did it.
They already
did it. So everything that I make now is gonna go straight to that until it come out the negative. I don't know how they do that shit, bro. I don't know.
Weak,
I don't know how that shit work. I don't know how they do that shit. I don't know, bro.
Yeah, that shit follows this bitch. Like, but you said, but yeah, just keep hitting Chicken up. See what he say.
Man, hell no. I ain't finna be this. I'm gonna be worse than this bitch. Shit. I done hit that nigga up 3-4 times already. I ain't finna keep hitting him up. It is what it is, though. Shit. I know niggas be busy. Niggas sign up, moving around and shit. I see that shit. So I ain't hating, knocking the hustle, none of that shit. But niggas just shit. Need that shit reversed, shit. Yeah. Or get my bread back, shit. One of the two, shit. I ain't really tripping. It ain't no beef or no shit like that. It ain't that far.
That shit crazy, though. Yeah, but, like, basically you said you would want your bread, either get your bread back or, like, that'll make you cool.
Yeah, shit. Get my bread back or reverse that action, shit.
Yeah.
To where they take my shit back out the negative, because now everything I'm making is theirs.
Damn, bro. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, man. But shit, like, he gonna see this shit, though. Like, I'm gonna send this to Chicken, gonna see this shit, man. Hopefully He ain't even that type of nigga, bro. He gonna get that shit.
He ain't that
up.
Type of nigga, but yeah. Shit, I don't know. Niggas got bread now. He fuck little bro. I'm up. Fuck little bro. Nah. I'm up.
Fuck. Nah. Yeah, so especially from the East, dog. Like, that's one thing I know. East side niggas stick together, bro.
No, for sure.
That's one thing I know. East side niggas stick together.
Man. Fuck little bro. Fuck little. On the G.
Yeah,
on the E's, little dog.
Yeah, dog. Like, but shit, dog. Like, what you got dropping? Like, I know you got projects and shit on the way or videos. Like, what you got on the way? I know you said that shit going on right now with the TuneCore.
Yeah,
stopping you, but
I got an album I'm finna drop called. Well, it's not even an album, a little mixtape called Mr. Disrespectful. But I ain't, you know, I'm gonna wait.
Yeah,
I ain't can't really speak on it too much because it's unreleased and this gonna be my hardest push.
So yeah,
I'm keeping that motherfucker low. Yes. I'm staying low with him. I ain't gonna lie.
You low key, bro. Now that I'm thinking about it, nigga, you really could just change your name, bro.
I could, but I don't even got no name to change my shit to. I was down there just gonna go straight Mar with two R's.
That shit weak. That shit weak. Damn, you gotta think of a new name, bro. You gotta be on some other shit like Pac. You see Pac? No, that's why I put it right there, bro.
I know, you know
Pac
what?
Turned to Machiavelli. He turned to Machiavelli. Illuminati, the Don Illuminati, nigga. Nigga, that's a sign, nigga. He went from Tupac to Machiavelli. Nigga, you gotta go from Eastside Mar to some other shit, bro.
That's a sign. This nigga is hanging off a cross. That's a bad sign. That is a bad sign.
No, they try to, nigga, Sony trying to crucify your fucking music career, nigga.
Hey, they did.
They try to crucify you, bro. Try to crucify you, dog. Think about it, dog.
We're going to put the Sony symbol on the cross. So I ain't on that motherfucker. Hell, dog. I'm damn near going to change my shit to Mar P till I get my money back. We going to share your name. We going to share all that shit till I get my money back. I'm Mar P.
Now you gotta do Bust a Brick Mar or some shit like that. You gotta do Bust a Brick.
One Mar.
Yeah, bust one Mar.
I'm gonna steal. You know what? I am gonna steal one of y'all names. Big Mar, Certified Mar, certified some shit. Mar. I'm gonna steal somebody. Ayo Mar.
Ayo Mar.
I'm stealing one of y'all shit. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh God.
Hey, yeah, dog. Who you want to shout out before we get out?
I shouldn't have said on God. I'm lying.
All right.
I take that back. Yeah. I already gave all my shout outs. Yeah. Shit, ain't shit. We shout out Mixtape Trappers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out Beyond.
Yeah.
I was going to say Ray, but I need to plug Ray.
Man, shout out Ray, dog. Man, shout out Ray.
Shout out Ray, dude. Richie Slims. Yeah. No, the whole scene. Everybody y'all fucked with. Yeah, I fuck with everybody. I ain't got no smoke.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Eastside Mar. What's happening?
I don't want no dyke bitches. Think shit only.